the home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
Always happy when Dave Pasch has a minute to pick up the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, your voice of the Arizona Cardinals and play-by-play voice of ESPN's NBA playoff coverage. Dave, plug yourself. What's your next game? Where's your next stop on this planet?
I'm headed to Atlanta today, guys, for game six tomorrow. So it was interesting just watching that last night, the narrative shift, right? Went from, Okay, Philly, you're going to have a chance to close it out, to, oh, my goodness, what just happened?
Yes. I know this stat, Dave, but I don't know if the world knows it. Doc Rivers leads the world in the worst stat of playoff basketball. The number of times he's lost a series when his team had a lead as a coach, it's happened 10 times.
Wow.
And this could be 11.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he wasn't the coach 2 years ago, and they were up 2-1 against Toronto and lost that series. So, I mean, it's not like it doesn't happen elsewhere, but
that's true.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's true.
So, David, has anyone at ESPN called you Il Bajaro yet? Has somebody called you that yet? I mean, anybody? Is the nickname?
No, it's the same reason, Wolf, why all the Cardinal players hate your nickname. I mean, seriously, Larry Fitzgerald and Adrian Wilson, like two of the all-time great Cardinals,
right?
And they absolutely can't stand your nickname.
Okay,
so
David.
Why would you think that anybody would like the one you've given me?
Honestly, right now, where does your mind go when you think NBA playoffs? What's the first thing you think about?
It's the craziest that it's ever been. I got up yesterday and, you know, the Chris Paul news, it just reminded me of, I remember being on with you guys when the Suns were down 2-1 and Chris Paul was injured and you asked me if it was over. And I said, no, but it certainly feels that way. And then, man, I mean, Wolf, I saw you down at the Cardinals headquarters the other day and we're like, Suns could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, boy, Chris Paul, how long is he going to be out? Is he going to miss the rest of the playoffs? Is it, going to be just one game? Does he come back in time for the start of the final? I mean, it just, the shift, the mental shift that every Suns fan has had to make from day to day has been very stressful. It's been interesting, but I hope it works out for Chris that he's able to go.
If I go down the list with Embiid's knee, but he's playing, Harden and Kyrie, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, Kawhi Leonard, now Chris Paul. If you take health as a consideration, who do you think is the best team in the NBA right now?
Boy, man, I still have trouble picking against Brooklyn because they have the best player that's still playing in the playoffs in Kevin Durant. So even if Kyrie and Harden are not able to go, I still have a hard time picking against them because I still think they're probably better than Philly and Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to judge the West. I heard you guys earlier, Donovan Mitchell, you're right. He doesn't look 100%. You know, Paul George, that was Pacer playoff Paul George last night. I really was curious to see which direction he would go, how he would handle the pressure. And he played like he did back when he kind of burst onto the scene.
Yeah.
And they were playing Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals. And he was a young player that nobody really knew because he didn't play at a big college. He played at Fresno State. He wasn't, he was a top 10 pick, but he was drafted based on potential. Nobody knew how good he was. And he burst onto the scene. You're like, man, this guy's a stud. And he played like it last night. So I think right now it's still Brooklyn, even though they're not healthy. But the way this postseason's gone, Doug, that could change tonight.
Yes.
And in regard to the Clippers as well, do you think this is sustainable without Kawhi Leonard, David? Do you think they can actually beat the Utah Jazz in one of these final two games and move on?
Yes, because Utah doesn't have Mike Conley. That's a big loss, guys. Mm. Really big. I don't know that it's getting enough attention. So, if they lose at home, do I think they win game seven in Salt Lake? No. But as long as Mike Conley's out and if Donovan Mitchell's not 100%, yes, the Clippers have enough to win tomorrow night.
The media says Monty is not coach of the year. crisp, Devin Booker is not an all-NBA player out of 15 slots, and that Mikal Bridges is not an all-defensive player out of 10 spots. What say you?
Well, I'm one of the voters. I had Donovan Mitchell and Devin Booker on my third-team all-NBA. I had Chris Paul, second-team all-NBA. And I didn't put Devin Booker or Chris Paul on my all-NBA teams because I live in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on there because they deserve it. And I was not shocked that Devin Booker was left off because I think the rest of the world is starting to wake up to just how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, Trae Young didn't make the all-NBA. And, you know, look at the 2018 draft. There are two guys that were picked high that are still playing, DeAndre Ayton and Trae Young. Luka Doncic is out. I did not have Luka on my first team, although, I mean, Luka is an unbelievable player, just the way things shook out. I put Embiid on my first team along with Jokic because the way the voting was set up, you could put both guys on there even though they play the same position. So, you know, I think a lot of people will look at that and say, well, why? Why did you put – I mean, I'm going to get questioned on some stuff, but I'm not – I feel pretty good about Devin Booker being third team All-NBA.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully in time – people will change their opinion on him. Hopefully this postseason will put him in a different light when it comes to voting next year, because he deserved to be on there, in my opinion.
David, between us and half of Arizona right now listening, do you think that Kyrie Irving should have been on there? Do you think playing in games actually matters?
Good question.
So along those lines, I'd have to go back and look at my notes. I think I had Kyrie on there. I did not have LeBron on any of my All-NBA teams. I did not have Durant, and I did not have Harden. I think I'd have to go back and look at my notes. I think I cut it off at 50 games.
Okay.
Embiid played in 51. I think Kyrie was in the low 50s. You know, LeBron didn't hit 50 games. I think he was in the mid-40s. Durant and Harden were both in the 30s. So that's why I left those guys off.
So David, you actually had a cutoff
point. I like
point.
That, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Just in my – as I was trying to make this – because, look, these are big decisions. I mean, you guys see the money that's at stake for these players making All-NBA. So I take it really seriously. I put together when I get the ballot, which is about 3 weeks before the end of the regular season, I start that first day kind of putting in who I think, and then I research it. And I do not put my – I do not turn my ballot in until, like, a day or two before the end of the regular season when I'm absolutely certain I've done all the research. So, yes, I put a cutoff in there, and it was just kind of – I didn't say right away it was going to be 50. I just kept looking at all the numbers, and that eventually was the number that I went with.
Talking to Dave Pasch, play-by-play voice for ESPN's coverage of the NBA playoffs. He's got the Hawks game coming up against the 76ers, and he's getting ready to head to Atlanta. Dave, with all of your time in the media, or what? So this could be a media question, it could be a question about sources, anything. I'm feeling pretty positive about the way the Suns are talking about Chris Paul. How are you feeling about Chris Paul's chances when I realize it's total speculation and we're still talking about a virus that we don't know everything about? How are you feeling about Chris Paul playing early in the Western Conference Finals?
Well, obviously, the longer the Clippers-Utah series goes, the better chance that Chris is ready to go. I'm kind of with you. I feel better about it 24 hours later. You know, listening, I Matt Barnes yesterday and heard you guys play that soundbite. You know, I kind of thought the same thing about Chris. It's not like this guy is out, you know, and Chris Paul plays basketball and he goes home. That's it. So, and to hear, you know, I took Matt Barnes's comments as Chris was upset, not that he wasn't feeling well because of COVID. But we don't know. Hopefully, you know, because the rules are different for somebody that has been vaccinated, that, you know, he can get these negative tests and get back. I feel much better about it. When I heard it yesterday, I mean, you know, as an NBA fan, as a Chris Paul fan, your first thought is, oh, my goodness,
mm-hmm.
The poor guy. I mean, he's had such bad luck over the course of his postseason life that this is just, you know, another strike. But I do feel better now.
David, you brought up the Japanese fighting fish, and I know that you play Uno with them every Wednesday night. So can you tell me, where do you think this is headed? Do you think he's done?
Larry hasn't returned my last couple texts, and they've only been about the Suns. I'm not even asking him. Like, I don't ask him that stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I think he's busy. You know, he's busy with his new, you know, his new passion.
Yes.
Look, my gut feeling has been all along. Wolf, this has not changed since January. I swear, I've had the same opinion the entire time, and I think I've said it on the show with you guys.
Yes.
I think Larry's done, and I think Larry just rides off into the sunset with no formal announcement. That maybe, you know, maybe he writes something, you know, in the Players Tribune or something like that. But I don't see like a parade. I just think, you know, just his mind, he's done, and let's just move on. So that's kind of where I've stood the entire time.
Oh no. Okay. Hey, David, thank you, man. We appreciate you, brother. Say hello to the family, okay?
All right. See you guys.